Let's come to your reviewing criteria. You were saying, you corrected yourself just now, a production I don't like,
yeah.
or no, a production that didn't work for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
You seem to make that distinction.
I do.
Why is that distinction important?
So this is something I've learned over the years as well, because of different practitioners speaking that I've talked to. I think a lot of people, when they start out, they think of a review as what you like, what you don't like.
Mm.
Any theatre practitioner who does a show can go to the audience and say, what do you like? What didn't you like?
Mm.
You'll get lots of material, you get lots of answers. But, you know, anyone can tell anybody what they liked or didn't like about a play. That's very easy. I think what criticism does is that it is considered, you are an informed person setting things in context for the audience, for your readers, and also you have an understanding of an artist's intention and artist's body of work, how it's evolving and where it's going. So, like what Kuo Bao Kun did, because he also reviewed.
Yeah, he did.
Was that he didn't just say, I like this, I didn't like this. I mean, everyone can say that.
Yeah.
It's like, it's you have to look at, you know, how did this production work in the climate we are in now?
Mm.
You know, how does this work fit into what this artist is trying to say?
Mm.
How has this artist grown in exploring this art form?
Mm.
You know, like anyone, for example, who go to Zihan's Without, right? And just talk about Zihan's Without.
Mm.
But then what about, you know, the original Completely Without character?
Mm.
What about Zihan's own interventions, right?
Correct.
With reenactments.
Mm.
So a critic, I think, should be able to bring that broad point of view to the audience to allow them to, you know, be a bit more mindful of to engage with the production, to help to, you know, I won't take so much credit, but hopefully someone, you know, will read a review and maybe eventually, you know, grow in a bit of sophistication in terms of audience. Maybe I didn't understand everything, but I'm very intrigued by how it moved me.
Mm.
You know, I don't write off a production so quickly. Yeah, things like that.
What is your reviewing ritual when you get to the theatre? Do you work first? Do you do pre-viewing research?
Yeah.
You do pre-viewing research. What kind of pre-viewing research do you do?
So because I am also the theatre correspondent, I usually interview these people before
right.
I see the show.
Okay.
So it's very likely that if I'm reviewing a show, I will already have spoken to the artist and talked to them about their intention for the work.
Okay.
And from there, you can kind of get a good idea of what the work is going to feel like.
Okay.
Mm.
So I still try to not think about my own biases towards, like, I don't know whether this will be good or not. I try to always approach a production on a clean slate, having the background, like purely data, but I try not to go in like judging and saying, oh my god, it's gonna be that again. Because then it's very unfair.
It's very unfair.
Because then you go in already deciding you're going to pan the production. I think some people, if they don't like a certain group, then they tend to go in with that point of view. I really try not to. And things have really surprised me in really wonderful ways. And and I am always early.
Okay.
I hate being... Don't ever be late. It just makes you flustered.
Correct.
And you can't focus and you're very distracted by yourself and like, you're sweating or, you know. And so I always try to be about 20 minutes early, even half an hour. You know, I use the bathroom, everything. And this is really kind of basic technical stuff. I don't know if this is interesting.
No, yes, please.
I always like to use a notebook, a spiral bound notebook that opens sideways, right? Because then you flip very easily and make as little noise as possible.
Mm.
And I always test out my notebooks, because some of the notebooks, right, the paper sticks, and then when you turn it, it makes sound, and then everyone is like, you are the reviewer of this production. And never use a pencil because it makes a noise, or use a pen. Like, you make this really irritating noise. Yeah, don't do that. And I write in the dark. And what I do is, I'm right-handed, so I use my thumb and I move downwards so I know where I'm writing across the page.
Mm.
You get... And usually, right, what I find is that I take notes as a form of muscle memory, because I need to remind myself. Because when you watch, right, you just watch and it kind of washes over you. So when I'm taking it down, I will like write things about the scene, I write lines that are memorable. So usually I'll jot down like what the scene is about and then my own observations, like and then a certain line that I think was important. So when you go back, right, then you have like a chronological or just what happened. Even if because sometimes you forget, you know, you go through the whole thing and then you forgot what the first part of the play was about. But I actually rarely, when I'm actually writing, I rarely refer to my notes.
Okay.
Unless it's something like a quote.
Right.
Because I think this was just muscle memory I just needed to write it down so that it was in my head somewhere. And then I just write the review, and then sometimes I go back and look at what I've written. And it's very obvious when you're enjoying a show or you're not enjoying a show. I would say it's very visceral. You behave exactly like an audience member. If I don't like something, I cannot look at the stage. It is too painful. If you go for production and I'm doing this, right, and I can't look up, that means it's awful. I cannot even bear to look at the stage because it's so painful. That's the worst. There have been very few of that, thankfully. But some moments have just been absolutely awful. It's a very visceral reaction. You cannot lie to yourself. You can think about your body also, like you're shifting. You know, fidgeting, your body is a dead giveaway for a production.
What's the turnaround time? Do you have to churn out a copy?
Very fast. So that's one thing I don't like. You rarely have time to mull over something. Because everything is internet fast, everything. So I will go watch a play, I will come back. I'm very bad. I used to be, when I was younger, I used to be able to just do it. I can't do that anymore. So I usually jot down about maybe 5 hours of notes. My immediate observations that I know I will forget if I don't put down. I write them all down in a Google document, that I sleep on it, and then in the morning I write the entire review. And then it's done by about 10 o'clock. And then it has to go online. So that's their criteria. You have to put it online immediately. So in the past you had a bit more time.
You
finish it by 1 o'clock. But now the turnaround is very fast. And I don't like that, like, because sometimes you need time to process a work. And if you're going to be theatre practitioners in the future, don't stop your critic in the door and say, "What do you think about this production?" Don't do that, because they haven't
processed.
I would just be at a loss, because sometimes I don't want to say something that is inaccurate or doesn't reflect what I'm actually thinking, that is right off the cuff and that is not considered. And I don't want to, like, you know, just like hit you with it. You know what I mean? It's just, it's not fair to the practitioner because it's really not fair to them. Like, you want to get, like, premature criticism, whether bad or good, and also I think sometimes I am better on paper than I am like speaking. So I take time to put together a thought, and so it takes time. It's a very processual thing. You're writing is an act of creation in itself. So